time, can you tell us anything on a potential trade with?
Not really. I don't have anything to add to what you already know.
Looks like Chris might be in the IR.
We'll see.
What are you going to make? Maybe bring somebody up off the practice squad to help you at the corner.
That's an option. That hasn't been made yet, but it's an option.
David Deal talked yesterday about filling in, stepping in at right guard.
It's nice of him to announce to the opponent.
We'll see.
We'll see about that. That could get him a seat next to me right there. His exuberance is outstanding. I mean, we're excited. I mean, he's like a rookie. He really is. I mean, he runs around all over the place, yelling and screaming and talking to everybody. And he makes an error, he yells out, "That was me. I messed up." You know. So I appreciate the energy and the enthusiasm.
Tom, can you talk about the opportunity? Despite the struggles, you're still, you know, with the divisions. Hasn't gone anywhere. You emphasize that to the team and all this
week. Over and over. First thing Monday morning.
Yeah.
Put the standings up there and talk about what we talked about in our team meeting on Friday morning, and then reiterated where we were and the division and where the division stood. But really what it boils down to is us. We can talk all we want. We have to play. We got to play a lot better than we've been playing. I've been asked by literally each one of you throughout the week at least one question with regard to what do we really need to, and I mean, there's a lot of things that need to improve. The guys are in a good frame of mind. They've had a good week. You know, let's see this thing come together this weekend.
Do you feel fortunate that this has unfolded the way it has? Outside of what you guys have done?
Oh, I don't know. That would be a word to be a stretch for me. I'm only looking at really, all I do is worry about our team. I really do. I have no control over anything else. I just worry about our team. But the idea that we haven't played as well as we can play is something that is of major concern to me. And we, you know, we've got to do it.
Did you talk to your team at all about the 92 Chargers? Or reference them at all?
Well, we did, just briefly.
How much is positive reinforcement a big factor for you? I mean, sometimes it may seem like it's simplistic, the idea of remind guys play to play or good play, that kind of thing. I mean, is it something that you've made
Not, there's nothing new about it. I mean, we've been doing it here for a lot of years. As I try to explain, okay, we don't sugarcoat anything. We tell it like it is. That's been Sunday, and that's been basically Monday. Although, I don't leave them with their heads down on Monday even. You know, they've got to get themselves back up and be goal-oriented and talk about improvement and getting better and opportunity. The big word, improvement and opportunity. And from Wednesday on, that's all it is. That's where we go.
And with all the injuries, do you get the sense that the team is still positive?
I do. Yeah.
Tom, if you can get some degree of stability and consistently good play along the offensive line, I know there are myriad other issues, but how far would that go?
Well, we need points. I mean, obviously, you're not gonna do anything in this league with the point production that we've had. So that would help take care of that aspect of it, and a lot of other aspects. I mean, let's face it, your ball control, your time of possession, take care of the ball and don't turn it over, don't give the other team the short field or whatever. All those things are so key factors that have to do with, 11 guys playing as one on the offensive side of the ball, which I think we're capable of. But, yeah, that would help an awful lot.
Tom, it's been the third quarter where a lot of these games have kind of got away
sure
from
has.
You. Is there anything teams are doing after halftime that is...
No, I mean, it's not the third quarter. It's 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, right? Very deep into the third quarter where we're very much in the game, whether it's 30-24, 17-16, 10-7, it doesn't matter what it is. We're right there to make a play, to put ourselves in position to win the fourth quarter, win the game, and we haven't done it. So that's been a major, major, major objective for us, has been to talk about playing four quarters, and like I just mentioned, go do it. Go do it. Play four quarters. Play four solid quarters of championship quality football, supporting one another, all three phases. Eliminate the foolish penalties. Eliminate all that garbage that keeps you from, you know, from being one. I mean, the illustration last week where we take the punt return out to midfield only to see a drive start at the minus eight. So that stuff's got to go. That stuff is no place at this level. If you're a smart guy who's trying to do his job and is very much aware of the rules and the circumstances, et cetera. So we got to clean that up, too.